Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
So joining us today is a man who's going to talk to us about, well, pay-per-click advertising, whatever the heck that is. And we're going to dig into maybe what's best, what are some of the pitfalls, and just figure out where you should be looking to invest your advertising dollar. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, thanks for having me, Warwick.
All good, mate. I'm also joined, of course, by my co-host, Nick Cox, the Builder's Wife.
Howdy, team.
So, John, give our listeners a bit of an intro, mate. Who are you? What do you do? And what are you doing here?
Yeah, so I run a sort of boutique digital marketing agency out of Melbourne. I've been doing it for about 12 months. Before that, I was actually running my own sort of computer repair shop. And I was doing my own sort of marketing to get customers in, and I was having quite a lot of success with it. And I just sort of, I guess, fell in love with the sexiness of marketing. And then I sort of got, started into that. And previously I was working for a company. Yeah. So that's cool, me in a nutshell, I guess, in terms of the marketing side.
I love that you think marketing is sexy, mate. I think there's a lot of listeners that would be thinking marketing is an absolute pain in the ass, but...
Yeah, there's so many different things out there, and, you know, everyone gets bombarded from all which directions, and you don't know, you know, what's actually working, and it feels like half the time, you know, things don't work, but there is some sexiness in there if you know where to look.
You might need to open up our eyes there, John.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully I will.
So you've fallen in love with the whole, you specialize in digital marketing, John?
Yeah. So everything, driving sort of, you know, customers, potential customers, website traffic to people's websites. And then, you know, once people land on your webpage, they will see your phone number or an email, and they'll send, you know, the business owner, send you an email. And basically just driving sort of sales through the internet, which is a huge thing these days, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners would be aware of. You know, back in the day, everyone used to be sort of having a yellow pages and stuff, and everything sort of moved now on towards Google and on the internet.
It's certainly changed a lot in my time in business, John. Is this something that you taught yourself when you were in your computer repairs business?
Yeah, so basically I had a computer repair business. I was actually running a few advertisements in the local papers around my area. Mm-hmm. And I also sort of set up a couple of Google ads just myself, just sort of self-taught really. And I just found that the Google ads, I was just getting all of my calls. Like every time I got my phone rang, I always used to ask the person, you know, how did you hear about us? Mm-hmm. And they're always saying, oh, I heard from you on Google and things like that. So I was having a lot of success with it. And it was actually a lot cheaper, I found, than running sort of in a newspaper advertisement. And that's sort of how I sort of really discovered it.
Okay. Interesting. So when you first started, do you see a big change between what you were doing then and what you're doing now?
No, I mean... All the time you can hear about, you know, the latest and greatest new trends and new marketing tactics and, you know, what's working and things that are dead. But I actually find that sort of, you know, there's a few, if you just keep it simple, follow a few, you know, specific tricks and tactics, you know, you can get some really good results. I mean, with the Google ads, for example, setting up a Google ad is, it's very easy to do. It doesn't take much. Like anybody can set it up. And there's sort of three things to remember. So when someone, for example, they'll jump on their smartphone, let's just say, you know, you're a painter. You've got a painting business. mm-hmm. and someone, you know, might be thinking about, right, you know, I want to paint my house, they'll probably jump on their smartphone and they'll probably type into Google, you know, painter Sydney or wherever they live, painter Brisbane, you know, and then you'll see if you've got a Google ad at the top, you can have, you know, painter Brisbane, you target the keyword. That's the most important thing, I guess. And then you have a short sort of ad copy, which says, you know, we are painters in Brisbane. We give you the best, maybe some sort of benefit. We paint your house. We're offering a special summer sale. And then if they click on that ad, if they like what they see, they'll hit your landing page, which is just a page on your website.
Yes.
And that page should say something like, you know, painters Sydney. Just keep it all simple, the same wording throughout. And then you'd want to have on that landing page lots, like at least three different paths at the top, in the top, middle and bottom of your landing page. You're going to want to have like a phone number, call us now or send us an email. So that's,
so call
that's
to
sort
action.
Of how it works. Yeah, call to action. Yeah, you're going to want to, yeah. And also, I mean, a lot of people, a lot of businesses, if they create a website, it's easy to get carried away and put lots of text and stuff. I find the best thing is just to keep it simple. You know, if you're a painter, hit at the top of the page, just have a nice big picture, you know, of your business and you painting maybe a couple of houses that you've painted, before and after photos, maybe a short video about you, about your business. You can just film that on your phone and just post it on YouTube. It's very easy to do. And then just keep the text to a bit of a minimum, maybe a bit of the services that you guys, that they offer. Mm-hmm. And then straight away hit with the, you know, call us now, the call to action. You want sort of as many of them on the page as possible, right at the top, middle and bottom. Because, you know, if you're paying for things like Google Ads, they can be expensive. It can be expensive to get a click. So you want to maximize if someone does click on your ad, you know, they're actually going to take action and give you a call.
Okay. So can you just explain to us the difference between, or the benefits between, having just a website that you might do some SEO tweaks, et cetera, in the background, that you find a way to promote on the page, and actually having Google Ads? What's the difference, the benefits, et cetera?
Well, yeah, I mean, with SEO is sort of a long-term game. Yes, it's very lucrative once you get to the first page of Google. Depending on, there's lots of factors at play. So it depends how old your website is and stuff. It does take time and quite a bit of an investment up front to get your page, your website to the top of Google. Mm-hmm. So it depends. If I mean, I know that business owners, their main priority is that they just want the phone ringing, you know, emails coming in, leads, you know, they want business coming through the door. So it's always good to, you know, if you're starting out or if you're trying to ramp up the leads sort of in the next few days, jump on the Google AdWords, because once you set that up, you're going to start getting your ads, you know, people clicking on your website first. Now, when I say like set up with Google AdWords, the key thing as well is the landing page or your website. You want to make sure that the page that the people are visiting, you know, as I said before, is set up so it's encouraging people to call. So you want plenty of call to actions, you know, call now at the top, in the middle, at the bottom. And photos, you know, visual photos and videos, they just work really well to get people, you know, because it just sends those trust signals to people. You know, they want to, but your website doesn't have to be anything fancy or amazing. Mm-hmm. Just keep it simple, you know, keep it you know, just be sort of real with it. And you'll find you'll get a lot of success just with the Google AdWords. Then if, you know, SEO is a great thing, it takes time. So you have the Google AdWords up and you'd be getting your sales. And then in the background, you could be, you know, you could be having an SEO campaign doing some tweaks.
Okay, so it's almost necessary to have both.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessary to have both. And it depends on the size of your business as well. Like if you're a one-man team, you might want to set up just a Google AdWords sort of $30, $40 a day budget, because you don't need that many leads to fill all your jobs. But if you're a big company, you've got five trucks running and a whole team of people, yeah, you're going to probably want to invest a lot more to drive more leads. So SEO and PPC work, or the Google Ads and the SEO work very well together. But you don't have to use both. I mean, some companies will just use SEO. Some companies will just use the Google Ads. And then again, some companies just want to hit everything and they'll use both.
Okay. So to make it really simple for me, Google Ads is the best way for me to elevate my website or whatever it is that I'm advertising to the top of the page on Google.
Yeah, that'll get you because you're paying Google, that'll get you at the top. So if you go to a, you know, if you type in something in Google, you would have seen it before. At the very, very top, there's a couple of listings and they've got like a little green ad label underneath.
Yes.
They're the Google AdWords. Okay. So if you are setting up a Google AdWords account, you can straight away get to the top of Google. Mm-hmm. Below that is the generic sort of listings, which are the organic listings. That's SEO. Now, you know, a lot of business owners will come and ask, oh, I want to SEO my website, or I want to be at the top of Google with SEO. How long will it take? And it's a really tough question because it does depend on, you know, how old is your website, for example, you know, how long you've been in business. But generally, you can start to see results. It's about a 3-month process, 3 to 6 months. And then after about 12 months, you'll really start to see the leads coming through with SEO. So it's more of a long-term player.
Sure.
Yeah.
So in terms of the ads, is it... I'm just thinking, say, for example, we're house builders in Brisbane. There's a lot of house builders in Brisbane. Do we need to be cautious about what words that we're using so that we're maximizing? Obviously, there's only so many ads they can show on a page. Is that where the actual keyword choice becomes quite important?
Yeah, so that is where keywords, because if you're a house builder in Brisbane, or say the keyword is house builders Brisbane, so customers are typing in that, your ad is going to want to include that keyword, house builders Brisbane. Mm-hmm. Because if people see that, you know, you're maybe home building Brisbane or something that's not the exact keyword they typed in, there's a less chance that they're going to click on it, and Google will know that. Google measures how many times people click on your ad compared to others, and they'll give that ad what's called a relevancy score, which is sort of a scale of 1 to 10. The higher your score, if you get your ad relevancy at 10, it's going to get you more clicks. Going to be cheaper, cost you less to display your ads. So, yeah, hopefully that makes sense.
So I guess my question would be, or a secondary question to that would be, there are, say, 100 house builders in Brisbane and they're all advertising on Google. How does Google decide who goes to the top of that first page if we're all paying the same, advertising the same, using the same keywords?
So that's where the relevancy score comes in.
Right.
So say there's 100 house builders and going for the search term, house builders Brisbane. Mm-hmm. Now, if your ad, that's where you get a couple of lines to write, sort of, we are Brisbane's number one house builders, or you know, we offer a fantastic, you know, unique house design. The important thing is to have the keyword that they're searching in the copy of the ad copy. So if it's house builders Brisbane, you're going to want to include the keyword house builders Brisbane. Okay. All these kind of things like this will increase the relevancy score of your ad. So if you have a relevancy score of, say, 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10, Google will display that ad above other house building competitors, which might not know about that.
Mm. I didn't know about that.
So, yeah. So,
I'm a Google AdWords expert, but...
Yeah, it's not just about the keyword in the ad copy itself. You also need to have the keyword on the landing page as well, because you don't want people to click on your ad, visit your website, and then the website says something completely different.
Yeah.
Because the person is just going to click back to Google, and Google can measure that as well. That'll affect your ad relevancy score as well. So you want your ad, your landing page, everything to be consistent and matching the keyword that's generating traffic.
Yeah, it's an area that I see. And I hear quite a number of tradies expressing frustration with Google AdWords and AdWords managers, where they're spending money, they're running ads, they're getting clicks, and nothing's happening. And from what I've seen, there's often a lack of advice about the back end. You know, what happens after someone clicks the ad?
Yeah, well, if that's happening, you know, if you're running a Google AdWords campaign and your AdWords manager or if you're running your campaign yourself and you're seeing the stats and you're seeing that you're getting plenty of clicks but you're not getting any calls, and or, you know, the ads are very expensive, you're paying a ton of money for a few clicks. Mm. That's where you need to really have a look at what's the web page, the landing page that these visitors are hitting. Is the landing page, do you have the keywords clearly showing on the landing page? Is your landing page full of text, or is it just a nice couple of big photos, plenty of call to actions and the keywords? So if it's House Builders Brisbane, you'll have the keyword House Builders Brisbane in your Google ad, and you'll also have the keyword House Builders Brisbane at the very top, sort of the main heading. It'll be House Builders Brisbane, your number one house building provider, or, you know, just as long as you've got the keyword consistent. So that's a fundamental thing.
So why wouldn't we go and use Facebook? I mean, we're told that it's massive, although it's getting more expensive, define expensive, but Facebook ads are probably cheaper to run. You can target, you can do all sorts of cool stuff. Is Google AdWords still relevant, John, or, you know, like, how do we decide which one we should be doing?
Yeah, well, Facebook and Google, they have the same sort of system where you pay for every time someone clicks on your ad. Mm-hmm. Facebook is great. Facebook ads are really great if you're sort of, you're trying to make people aware of your brand. It has some fantastic targeting features on it. So, you know, you can target people, based if they're in a relationship or exactly, you know, if they live in a certain postcode, or you can target people because Facebook has so much information about us. It can also, how much money you earn a year, what your salary is. So you can target people that only earn sort of 80,000 plus a year. So it's great in that terms, but I find that the businesses that have the most success with Facebook ads are those that provide sort of visual products. So people who are painting houses, or tradies that might be, or people that might be landscaping gardens. You know, you can show before and afters of your landscape work. So if you're like a plumber or an electrician, it's a little tougher because people want that sort of, you know, something that's value. So if you were a plumber or an electrician, you could make Facebook ads work. But you'd have to be a bit more creative in how you advertise things. Like if you're an electrician, you could maybe create a brief article or advertise how you can save 2 to 2.5 times of your power bill. So if you're showing some sort of value on Facebook, you can get people there. But that's why a lot of people stick with the Google AdWords, because a customer, you know, a potential customer, if they're on Facebook, people are on Facebook for social reasons. You know, they're there to catch up with their friends, just browsing. They're not looking for a service. Like if someone busts, if a pipe breaks in their house, they're going to go onto Google straight away and type in emergency plumber. They're not going to go on Facebook and type emergency plumber. So there's a little bit of a different tactic. That's why the Google AdWords is more expensive, but you get that sort of direct call, while Facebook is sort of more that awareness. It's cheaper to run the Facebook, and I definitely recommend, you know, depending on the business, it's worth a shot because it can work well for a lot of businesses. Just comes down to, how you set up your ad. You need to have nice photos, a video of your business. Before and after photos work really great. So if you are painting a house or landscaping a garden, before and after, and then targeting the right people. So Facebook, you could maybe target people that have just moved into a new home and are homeowners, that could work for you. There's lots of factors at play and lots of testing that would be done before you ramp up and find something that works.
Yeah, absolutely. So, John, I'm curious, mate, what's your experience with the quality of the leads coming from those different platforms? You know, Google AdWords, it's like, yeah, someone's their toilet's blocked and they need it fixed. Or they really need someone to come out and fix the burned out switchboard versus those coming via Facebook. Have you noticed any difference in the quality of leads and the relevancy in terms of, you know, everyone wants those good clients that are willing to pay for quality and service and all those sorts of things. I probably hear, again, a bit of negative feedback about AdWords in that regard, that it doesn't necessarily attract those better clients.
Would you hear that with the Google AdWords or more with the Facebook?
Yeah, Google AdWords. So, you know, tradies tending to get more price-focused inquiries and finding it, you know, probably a little frustrating, I guess, where it's like, you know, people, yeah, they're ringing or they're emailing, but it's like, yeah, and I'm getting two other quotes and you're too dear, so I'll go with someone else. What's been your experience with that, John?
Yeah, well, I mean, every business, even myself, like when I'm, you know, my business, my ideal customer are business owners, and everybody is looking to, you know, for, you know, the best price. But one thing that is true, definitely true with when it comes to sort of selling, you know, if you're selling as a tradie or anything, is people, they might come across as, you know, oh, look, you're too expensive. But that's where you really need to get your landing page on point, your website, where you're actually showing, you know, what's the value that you're providing. So it's a little tough if it's, you know, a busted pipe or something in terms of, you know, how do you compete with, say, your competitor down the road who's offering half the price. I mean, from my experience when I was running the computer repair business, you do get a lot of people that are just calling and not necessarily are willing to pay the price, but if you can get the right amount of clicks just coming through, like a sheer number of clicks, you will get the, you know, the decent clients.
Yeah.
In terms of the Facebook advertising, you know, you can target people with high incomes, but that's not necessarily means that they, you know, they're willing to pay more.
Yeah.
Just if you can show the, it's a tough one to answer, really.
Yeah, no, it's and it's a question that I get asked a lot by tradies in my work as a tradie wingman, and I know Nick comes across it a lot as well in speaking to her clients as the builder's wife, is just how do you target good clients? And, you know, can you weed out the price shoppers and the price-focused clients, or is it just a matter of, as you say, John, just having enough leads coming in consistently that you're sort of screening out the C and D class clients?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a setup for my business. I have when someone hits my website, I actually make them fill out a form where I ask them a set of questions, but it wouldn't really apply to tradies, because I think, you know, the majority of 80% of the people that are going to your website, you know, especially if they're a hot lead, they're just going to give you a call, you know, they're going to call you straight up. So then it switches more from sort of the marketing side to, you know, whereas, you know, if you're a tradie or, you know, anyone, you've got to turn yourself into a bit of a salesperson. So if somebody is complaining about the price, you know, if that's their problem, that's where, you know, it sort of steps into the realm of sales. Like, how can you show them that, you know, your value is, you know, why they should choose you over the guy who's a bit cheaper. You know, that's where it could be important to have reviews, you know, on your webpage, you know, things like showing all 5-star reviews, plenty of certifications, advertising them, just things that sort of build up trust signals. I mean, that's a whole nother kettle of fish, the whole sales. You know, how do you convert once you get those leads? But
And that goes back to what I mentioned earlier. You know, I see a lot of people running AdWords campaigns and even Facebook campaigns, and that's it. That they don't have the back end sorted, and it's critical. You know, you're going to get more price queries if you haven't got a great landing page and solid content and testimonials and, you know, 20 or 30 5-star reviews on either Google or Facebook, although Facebook's changed that now, it's recommendations. But, you know, you've really got to have that back end before you press go on your ad spend. Would that be accurate, mate?
Yeah, definitely. You want to, I mean, the critical thing will be the landing page. It doesn't, like I said earlier, it doesn't have to be the most perfect web designed, you know, amazing schmacko website. What's important is that it just has some nice photos of your business. Maybe, you know, a photo of the truck and just some photos of some before and after work, a few testimonials on your site, maybe a short video just talking about, you know, you know, your services and why they're so great. Those things can help sort of when someone, you know, lands on your website, they just want to have a look and just see what you're about. And if you look like a, you know, a legitimate good company, you'll attract some good customers. If your website's just sort of slapped together and looks like it's sort of, you know, put together in a lazy sort of way, yeah, you might get a few of those sort of higher quality clients that are just looking, oh, this person's website, nah, I'll just go back and look at someone else's. So it's sort of that image you're trying to portray, and, you know, to help you, you know, if you project a, you know, a successful running professional company, even if you're a one man operation or you've got a team of five, if you project that, you know, successful image and that clean, you know, organized, you'll attract some quality customers.
Mm. Yeah, good points.
John, this just feels a lot like another thing that tradies need to think about, worry about, do. They don't have time. They're busy running their businesses and doing everything else that they need to do. So can you give us a few pointers on how we find the right people to help us do this for us?
Yeah, I mean, marketing is there's a lot involved, and you're right. When you're a business owner, if you're a tradie or any sort of business, you know, your time's devoted to doing what you do best, and that's running your business and providing a fantastic service to your customers. And in the murky world of marketing, there are a lot of, you know, who do you trust, what to believe. You don't have time to do it yourself. I would say in terms of like, you know, if you're just wanting to put a landing page together, you can best to just sort of, if you find a marketer online or go into web design, just have a look at the work that they're doing. And to be honest, like, for a good quality, like a landing page to be cleaned up, I think you could get one easily well done for between $600 to any more than $1,000. I don't think you could find a good landing page. Yeah, it's a tough one to know, but the best way is just to have a look at their sort of previous work that they've done. Just ask, you know, what websites have you done in the past? Or have a look at their website. Is their website, you know, is quality? And you just have to, yeah, go with it based on that, I guess.
Yeah, and sorry, Nick. A good one that I guess I don't think a lot of people do this, and I've been listening to a bit of Russell Brunson and a few other big digital marketers talking about actually, you know, go look at your competitors as well and either buy their product and see what their whole process is like, or, you know, in the case of a tradie, maybe, you know, click on their ad and then submit an inquiry, or get your, you know, your brother-in-law or someone to do it, and just see what their process is like. If there's someone out there that you think is crushing it in your industry, whether it's plumbing or mechanical or whatever, go through their process and have a look at what the winners are doing.
Yeah, 100% agree with you on that one. Like, you shouldn't be trying to reinvent the wheel here. You know, see who is crushing it, or there'll be a few of your competitors that you'll they'll be like, wow, these guys are great. Exactly. Find out their process and, you know, you can copy it. Don't just change it slightly, but yeah, basically just copy exactly what they're doing. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Like, you know, copy what's working, and, yeah. And chances are it's going to work for you too.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So, John, any like fatal mistakes that people make when they do this stuff? You know, what are some of those, you know, the things that lead to horror stories?
Well, yeah, with the Google ads, I mean, Google, you have to remember, Google is a business. It's it makes something like 95 or 97% of the billions of dollars that it makes. It's making it through the Google ads. So Google's number one objective is to get your money off you as fast as possible. So most people, you know, they jump on, they start running a few Google ads, and they find very quickly how much money you can lose in a matter of days. And that comes down to there's a thing in Google AdWords called negative keywords, which is probably more important than the keywords you're targeting. So Google will try to display your ad as much as possible. And let's say it's let's say you're a painter, right? And the keyword, that you're a painter in Brisbane. Let's say the keyword that you want to target is painters Brisbane, because you know someone's typing that into Google, painters Brisbane, they're looking for a painter. So Google will also try to show your ad to people who are looking for paintbrushes or, you know, paint sets. These are people who are looking to paint classes, and people do click on all kinds of crazy ads. So it's important that you check those, you know, you're checking in the back end sort of what keywords is Google trying to display your ad for, and then you add them to what's called a negative keyword list. So you're telling Google, do not display my ad when someone types in paintbrush sets Brisbane.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's sort of a big mistake. People can, you know, burn through it. And everyone makes that mistake. Like when they start off, you know, you burn through a lot of cash at the start until you sort of go along and you discover that. But the negative keywords is probably the crucial thing to cut your ad down. And then also it's that, as I said earlier, the relevancy score. So if the keyword painters Brisbane in your ad, your Google ad, you make sure that you put painters Brisbane very clearly. And then once they go to your landing page, again, painters Brisbane. Keeping that consistency, these will increase your relevancy score, which will start to make things cheaper.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, John, I didn't mean to cut you off there, mate.
No, that's okay. I sort of paused. I just thought again, you know, that landing page is crucial as well. So if you have the landing page with the call to actions, you know, if you can increase, say, you know, you say out of 10 people that are visiting your landing page and you're only getting one person who calls you, a few of those landing page tweaks, adding call to actions, adding a big picture, it could just be the difference. Instead of one person out of the 10, you might get two people out of the 10 calling you. You know, that's instantly doubling the amount of calls you're getting just with a few tweaks on your landing page.
Mm. Awesome. So, John, your business is called Engine Scout. Cool name, mate. How'd you come up with that?
Yeah, I was trying to find a good name. I wanted something related to sort of search engines. And, you know, there's so many domains out there that are unavailable these days. Everyone's just grabbed them. So I was just sort of messing around with different ideas. I jumped online and just did like an instant name generator. I typed in, you know, keywords like search engine and engine, and just ended up coming up with Engine Scout. So
that's
no,
so clever.
No real science behind it at all.
Like so many other or names, psychology. I can tell you, mate.
Yeah.
Cool, mate. So if people want to find out more about you and what you do, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, the best would be to visit my website. That's just enginescout.com.au. And you can find me there. And if you have any questions, just I've got a contact page there, or you could email me directly at john@enginescout.com.au. I'd be happy to answer anybody's questions, or if they have any sort of specific problems that they're dealing with.
Awesome, mate. Well, look, thanks very much for your time on the show today. Been some good little tips in there and a couple of things that I didn't know about AdWords, and I'll be going back to some of my clients and telling them to stop complaining about the amount of money they're spending and actually do it properly. So,
yeah, no worries, Warwick. Thanks for having me on board.
No
thanks,
worries.
John.
You've been listening to the Tradies and Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesandbusiness.com.au.